Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another fucking episode of Drunk Talk KY. Now, I know it's been a while since I put out a new episode. Here's a new episode for you. It's me fucking rambling drunkly, you know, it's probably what you all expect from Drunk Talk KY, the type of content and the rambling and the powerful point of views that I try to put out and try to think logically about. So I mean, that is the situation of this podcast today, or that I'm putting out right now. I talk about some current events a little bit and whatnot. But regardless, I hope that every one of you motherfuckers that are listening will enjoy this, will appreciate what is being said, and maybe it will resonate with you. And but if not, I mean, honestly, I understand. I do understand. So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the podcast. And start that fucking music. Ladies and gentlemen, life's a fucking good night. Life is a fucking good night. You don't really think about the pleasures you have. Us as humans, we focus on the negative. We focus on the negative because that's a bad shit. That's a shit that's putting us out of our element, putting us out of our fucking situation. Jesus fucking Christ, man. The fact that fucking the negativity has so much power over you, regardless of how much good you've had in your life, how much good you have fucking done and are getting back, and all of the above. The fact that you are truly hurting because of the negativity, but you need the negativity to truly appreciate the fucking good times. You need them good times. Hard men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. Hard times make hard men. It is a fucking vicious cycle. It is a vicious fucking cycle that you fucking keep on going through. And
you can turn that off. All I was trying to say is just let me. I'm just trying to de-stress.
No, I understand. I do understand. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just de-stress. And I was talking to you. You did not want to hear what I had to say.
I'm just trying to de-stress. I'm not atheist. Lord, forgive me. I'm not. Anyway, I just want to de-stress for a little bit. Listen to music.
I'll go back in the bedroom and finish the podcast, and then I'll be back out.
No, I want you to hang out.
No, you don't. You went very fucking south very quickly.
Yep. No, I want you to hang out with me. That's why I'm trying to not go south.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not really sure where the fuck I was at, but life is fucking good. Now, there's been some things that have been going on here on Earth, here in this fucking world that we live on. Fucking, there have been some things going on with the fucking Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now, I was thinking about going to fucking Ukraine to fight the Russians. And, that right there fucking is, an opportunity for me to fucking fulfill a deep hole, this fucking rut that I fucking hit every time I mow the lawn, you know, this goddamn fucking emptiness. And I do fucking want to go over there. I have to. I need to. If shit gets worse, I will. That one might be the first time I actually try to get money from y'all. Send me over there. I'll pay for my guns and shipping. And I've already got my guns, but pay me for shipping and go overseas and fucking land in Poland. Make my way over to Russia. Why fucking not? Now, the Russia fucking Ukraine deal. The Russia Ukraine deal. And this has been a big fucking thing here for probably 3-4 weeks, something like that. I don't know. I haven't kept track of it, but I'm not Googling it, drink up. But, I should start calling that not DuckDuckGo in it, but regardless, the Ukraine and Russia, fucking, the Ukrainians are fucking, what we call them on the job site are ukes. We call them ukes. I guess that's a slur, so to speak, but that's what we call them. We call them ukes. If there's a Ukrainian on a fucking job site, it's usually either a concrete former or a fucking goddamn a tile man. And them fucking ukes, them ukes can fucking lay some goddamn tile. There were some fucking hardcore fucking cool people. I'd like the ukes, the Ukrainians. But on job sites, I've always heard them called ukes. But, now, Hitler invaded fucking Poland. Fucking, you know, he went crazy and started taking over fucking countries. Started taking over countries, which was basically the start of World War III. He was pushing up towards France and shit, and fucking you know, and Italy was a German's ally, which was on the opposite side of France, so they were kind of closed in fucking regardless. And then, you know, at the beginning of the war, a lot of people don't know, but Joseph Stalin and fucking Adolf Hitler were actually fucking they weren't friends, but they had they were in cahoots. They agreed that they would not attack each other during this invasion and this war, because Britain started getting their fucking nose in it, and fucking France. And of course, if you're in Europe and fucking you see a country fucking start fucking taking over other fucking countries, that's a big fucking red flag. And they let Hitler take a couple, 3-4, I think, maybe. But, and then, boom, they took Austria. But, I mean, boom. Then the world fell upon fucking Hitler. Why do we let him go towards more resources and let him be? Why would we let Vladimir Putin fucking goddamn go and take more resources to fund his fucking goddamn his dictatorship fucking policies and try to fucking make his fucking war machine stronger, and we're letting him? And you know, he's doing war crimes. In the Geneva Code of Conventions, you are not allowed to kill civilians. You are not allowed to kill medical fucking workers. You are not allowed to use fucking mustard gas or any type of fucking biological fucking warfare. But yet, Russia's doing all that, and we still are standing by and letting him fucking goddamn have his fucking way, just like Hitler did. What? Where are we going here? Have we not learned from history, ladies and gentlemen? Have we not actually fucking understood what the fuck is going down right now? Yes, it's a power grab. We gave him Crimea. That's just like giving Germany Austria. And then they took fucking Poland. And now fucking Russia's taking goddamn Ukraine. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking goddamn, we're repeating history like a bunch of fucking morons, and this motherfucker's going apeshit, fucking get basically fucking one step fucking from going to a full-blown Holocaust. I mean, he's shutting down fucking refugee fucking pipelines, and fucking he's bombing goddamn fucking schools and fucking goddamn healthcare clinics and fucking hospitals, and he's fucking bombing goddamn lines of civilians trying to fucking escape the war. And fucking talking about, oh, if fucking the United Nations get in on this, I've got fucking nuclear bombs. Well, guess what, you dumb motherfucker? Yeah, use some nuclear bombs. We are bowing down right now because we have a fucking weak president called Joe Biden. But regardless, we have nuclear bombs, and so do most of our allies. We will fucking turn goddamn Russia into a fucking ball of glass that it will be inhabitable for 100 million years. And you're going to fucking try to fucking throw your dick around, and the rest of the fucking world is allowing you to? That is sickening to me. If I was goddamn Ukraine's fucking president, whoever the fuck, I can't remember his name, Vladimir Zelensky. If I was Vladimir Zelensky, I'd fucking have a sour taste in my mouth for every piece of shit fucking country that fucking says they're part of the United Nations. Fuck you. You motherfuckers, you can't fucking tell me you're part of the United Nations and not help a sovereign fucking country. You're gonna let a sovereign country get taken over by a dictator? You're gonna let that happen? Shame on you. Shame on fucking you. The greatest fucking military power on earth, the United Nations, because they're a united fucking nations. They're united around the world. We have contacts. We can fucking get anywhere easily and get our weapons to them places safely. But regardless, we're bowing down to fucking Vladimir fucking pussy Putin. I mean, come the fuck on, ladies and gentlemen. Come the fuck on. And you all are allowing this. You all are allowing this. Nobody has said a fucking thing from what I've heard against it. I mean, everybody's saying, yeah, the war's bad. War's bad. We shouldn't be in war. No, fuck you. Fuck you. War is fucking bad. But we have the power to fucking stop it, yet we are not. That is, ladies and gentlemen, a fucking goddamn dropping the mic in the middle of a fucking good set. If we're going to let this happen, then we honestly just need to fucking get rid of fucking everything. Just let fucking the world be as it is. Let the world be as it is and see where the fuck that goes. It will end up being China, Russia, and America all bawling for the same goddamn fucking places. And that's not going to be good because nuclear weapons will happen again and there will be uninhabitable fucking places on this earth because of our stupidity. I mean, nuclear winter? Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows what the fuck's going to happen? It'll be a goddamn fucking nuclear holocaust on all sides. Where are we then? No wonder the fucking goddamn Americans are trying to fucking inhabit fucking Mars. Because they know fucking humankind is shortly coming to an end. They know what's going to happen when we start fucking pushing them red buttons and then bombs start dropping on fucking major cities. Nuclear fucking fallout. Water is undrinkable, even if you don't get hit by the radiation from the fucking goddamn shit. Water will be running downstream. You'd be drinking water downstream and still get fucking radiation poisoning. It'll be fucking sickening. And fucking clouds of dust will be in the air and the smoke and the radiation fucking in the clouds and the rain, the radioactive fucking rain. Straight fucking apocalyptic fucking massacre, fucking ignorance. Are we there, ladies and gentlemen? Are we truly there? Is that where we're at right now? Because this shit's fucking, I feel like I need to try to help. I feel like I need to try to stop what's going on right now. And, everything, every aspect of everything is fucked up. It is fucked up. You can't tell me it's not. If the positive to negative ratio is 50-50, that is a good scenario. Right now, the bad scenarios are fucking winning. They're going deep. Ladies and gentlemen. But yet, we are here. We are here fucking, you know, throwing a fucking tantrum about fucking the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, shit like that, which are relevant fucking goddamn causes. They are relevant causes. I'm not putting them down. What I'm saying is we are focusing on the small issues when the fucking world is on its fucking head. We are fucking allowing this shit to happen. We need to look at the bigger issues. We need to look at the fucking things that are causing the problems. But yet we are looking at the things that are the problems. Well, then problems wouldn't be there unless an outside fucking circumstance fucking made it happen. And we're overlooking all this. We're overlooking all this. We are. Us as a fucking society, as a human fucking race, as a fucking goddamn as bugs in the universe. We are a bug in the universe. We are a virus. We are a fucking very fucking very negative to everything we touch. We have the reverse Midas touch as humanity. We do. We have the reverse Midas touch. Instead of everything we touch turns to gold, no. Everything we touch turns to shit. And it's kind of funny because they believe that Mars actually had life on it at one point in time. Mars actually had life on it. What if Mars was our beginning, was where we were at, and we went to Earth because that was the closest planet that was inhabitable, and we went and did the same thing we're getting ready to do to Mars after we already fucked Mars up, after we already destroyed Mars with our fucking technology and our fucking goddamn nuclear weapons and the fucking goddamn ignorance of people, period. And then we're going back to Mars to destroy it again after hundreds of millions of years. We're going back to Mars to destroy it again, just like we did it and Earth. And then hundreds of millions of years later, guess what's going to happen? We'll be back on Earth after it resets itself. After it's like, okay, you made me uninhabitable, but I still have water. I still have carbon. You guys can still survive, and you guys can still fucking maintain here. There is. I told you I wouldn't, but.
You gonna eat here in a minute?
Yeah. Fuck, where was I? God damn it. Yeah, Mars is uninhabitable as of right now, but I think it's because humankind or some type of extraterrestrial fucking species made that fucking happen. I mean, I know a lot of religious people say that God made the heavens and the earth. Okay. Deal. But if God made the earth, he made the other planets also. And who's to say the earth we live on is not the beginning of creation? Maybe there's another earth that the Bible spoke about. I mean, you got kind of open your mind, and I know I sound like I'm fucking tripping on shrooms, but it's probably from multiple trips and acid trips and that puts me at this point in my life. But regardless, I am spiritual. I'm spiritual. There's a difference from being religious and being spiritual. Religion drives fucking planes into fucking skyscrapers. Spiritualism makes better people. There is a big difference. There is. Because, I mean, if you... I'm not going to get all religious and start preaching on this fucking podcast, but yes, there is a difference. There is a fucking difference. But the fact that fucking, it's almost like everything has disintegrated to the point of, almost absolute decay would be probably a good adjective for that sentence, but God damn it. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not trying to fucking act like I'm a fucking intelligent person, which saying shit like that, I realize that I am sounding like I'm fucking trying to be intelligent, but it's trying to, I'm trying to train myself to speak properly and know the proper, proper fucking, God damn it, fucking drunk, dumb fuck. All right, phonics. I'm trying to fucking learn the proper phonics, so to speak. So, I apologize if I sound like a pretentious fucking piece of shit, fuck. But, what I'm saying is that I'm just trying to fucking normalize things, and thank you. I'm trying to normalize things and trying to make it to where I know what words to speak at what time, and I'll be the blues fucking busting my balls saying she's wanting me fucking in there. I had to, I started this podcast and I had to come in here and, you know, put out a little bit of the information. So, I needed to kind of vent because I felt like, there were some things that were on my mind, but I did not have the right time to say them until now, when my mind was at that certain point, a certain point in my mind, fucking, when I'm drunk and high, there's a certain point where everything's so clear, everything just flows so freely, but it's a very short amount of time. But, I mean, that's where all my greatest ideas come from. That's where most of my rants come from, is when I'm in that little fucking valley of fucking a purity where, you know, I'm that right fucking state where my mind is open and I'm thinking clearly, but also fucking high enough to have my mind open to where it can intercept the messages fucking freely and clearly. I'm not sure if that fucking made any sense to you, but that's what it is. It's basically my mind's opening up and I'm thinking very clearly and but not inside the box. It's great. I mean, and I'm getting to the point where I'm actually, the alcohol's starting to take over and the weed's starting to take over to where I cannot remember certain words and very freely, and I start stumbling on my words and start going all around fucked up and, you know, fucking mispronouncing words. I've heard that multiple times on this podcast, and you guys have also. So, yeah. But regardless, I guess this will be the last of this podcast, which has been a while. It has been a while since the podcast has been on. I'll be in there. It's been a while since this fucking podcast has been on, but I'm gonna fucking shut it down. I am running out of shit to say any goddamn way, but I have not Googled anything that we have talked about on this podcast. Drink up. Fireball to the face. But I hope you motherfuckers live a good life. I hope you guys are having a good time. If you're not, you're doing something wrong. Much love to you all. Drunk Talk KY. Peace out.